This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but yes, the White House did hold another policy summit today. This one, as I said, was on working families. Plenty of star power there, if you will. President Obama, of course, the man himself. Vice President Biden as well. So too actress Christina Hendricks, because I guess she plays a single working mom on Mad Men. I don't know. The point is this. We talk a good game in this country, but the fact is that on a lot of working family issues, the United States is not much more than an outlier. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
There were panels and plenaries on topics like caregiving and compensation. Victoria Budson was on that second one. She runs the Women and Public Policy Program at Harvard. The U.S. has some dubious distinctions, she says. For one, it's
the only industrialized nation in the world that has no mandatory paid leave.
About 10% of Americans in the private sector can get some paid leave when they have kids. Pamela Stone is a sociologist at Hunter College.
This is a real black eye for the United States.
She says today's summit was designed to get more Americans to take notice.
Something like this is really important for raising the visibility of the issue, but also for legitimating the issue. I mean, telling people out there, this is an issue for you.
The president lent some legitimacy, but the White House must have figured some star power.
Good morning, I'm Christina Hendricks.
Could boost the summit's visibility or get some more Americans to watch its live stream. Hendricks said she was proud to be representing, as she put it, a working woman in two decades. Hendricks, the actress, and the character she plays on Mad Men.
One who is fighting in the past for equality, and one who is very, very excited to finally see that dream realized. Thank you so much for having me.
The upshot of today's summit, however, is that dream has not been fully realized. Linda Hauser is a professor of social work at Widener University. She says these issues have become more and more visible.
There are very few people that in the course of their lives don't either care for a child or an adult.
But despite that, policies have not kept up. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.